This is Patsy, P-A-T-S-Y, Pryor, P-R-Y-O-R. Miss Pryor was born 3882. This is a 43-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure. She also has a history of COPD, obesity, sleep apnea, respiratory failure. Patient's current medication includes Entresto 87/103, Atrovastatin 40 milligram one tablet a day, Furosemide 40 milligram one tablet a day. Isosorbide 40 milligram one tablet twice a day. Amitriptyline 5 milligram a day. Zebeta, Z-E-B-E-T-A, 5 milligram a day. Metformin 500 milligram twice a day. Also puts you in diabetes and diabetic neuropathy. Period. Patient tells me that she's short of breath at all times. She most likely belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4 with shortness of breath at all times. She uses her nebulizer in the evening time. No, at least 4 to 6 times a day. Also has CPAP that she uses at nighttime periods. She has swelling in the lower extremity 2+ period. The paragraph patient has only had 2 C-sections as far as her surgeries are concerned. She's originally from Dallas. She has a 15-year-old child that she lives with, and she used to do home health and nursing home. Unfortunately, Patsy is a smoker, continues to smoke. I'll put today's date for the visit, by the way, 10/22/25. Continues to smoke, period. Patient is having increased shortness of breath, but no discolored sputum. Has taken steroids many times in the past, but this time they have not. She has not been placed on any steroids or antibiotic because the medical director felt like patient's shortness of breath is related to exacerbation of her CHF with low ejection fraction. Period. She sleeps on 4 to 5 pillows a day because of her shortness of breath and her orthopnea. Period. We had a long discussion about her smoking. Patient had a blood pressure of 45.95 with a respiration of 22. O2 saturation was 2 saturation of 91% after moving to the O2 saturation of 96% with a pulse of 110. Her MAC was 36.6. Her blood pressure actually changed that to 183 over 103 because she has not taken her medication yet, she states. And she says every time she gets up and walks around, she gets very short of breath. Overall prognosis remains poor. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. That's on Patsy Pryor, P-R-Y-O-R. Thank you.